Kof Beis Kislev, Thursday the 22nd of December, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman. Hanukkah candles in shul and other places.
Before I begin, good morning first of all, before I begin, I can just give credit where it's due. Much of what I'm going to say is from a tshuva written by a friend and teacher of mine, Gaon Reb Chaim Rapport Shlita. So if you want to be able to distinguish, the pieces that make less sense are probably from me.
Too modest.
The title, as you just heard, is Hanukkah Candles in Shul and other places. The shir will be about Hanukkah Candles in Shul. I will try and be led there at the end of the shir to apply what we've learned to Hanukkah candles in other places. In other words, although lighting the Hanukkah candles in shul is the more simple part, perhaps less exciting, that's where the halachas begin. We all know we light Hanukkah candles in shul, and it's an interesting sort of halacha. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's not mentioned in any of the Shloisha Amudei Harah, the Rosh, the Rif, or the Rambam. Any of the Ikar Rishonim, there's no mention of lighting Hanukkah candles in shul. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, he brings this din to Madlikin Neiros of Beis HaKnesses, Mishum Pesumei Nissa, this is the Rosh and the Mechaber. We light the candles in shul. It's Pesumei Nissa, it's spreading the Ness. Orchid, make a bracha as well, as we're familiar. And then the Ramo adds, one doesn't fulfill his mitzvah with these candles. It's not, although you were in shul and took part, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Rather, you have to go home again to light. Everyone has to go home and light the Hanukkah candles. As we're all familiar, if you daven in shul, if it's after Plag HaMincha, if it's the time you're able, if the Mincha is late enough to be able to light Hanukkah candles, or those that do it after Maariv, whenever it is. So you have the Hanukkah candles in shul, and once again, you light at home. What is the mocker for this halacha? So I'm going to begin with quoting the Be'er HaGoyle. On the Shulchan Aruch, as I'm sure many are familiar, each halacha there's a Mefoirish called the Be'er HaGoyle, an earlier Mefoirish from about 400 years ago. He was a Elter Zeda of the Vilna Goyin. And he has Mekoiris, he writes the source for each halacha. And usually it's going to be from the Rambam or from the Mishnah, Gemara, whatever the source of this particular halacha is. As I pointed out over here, it's not a Mishnah, it's not a Gemara, it's not a Rambam. But he says it's from the Rivosh. And he explains it as well. Usually he just gives the mocker. Once in a while he adds a little bit of explanation, as he does over here. And he says, that how is it that we make a brach and shul? You know, it's showing him a mechadash to institute this new minhag, or this new takona. So he says, k'moshim avarchin al halal d'Rosh Chodesh, afo pish einei ele minhag. Just as you make a brach on halal on Rosh Chodesh, halal on Rosh Chodesh is not considered the ikra din, it's considered a minhag, although it's mentioned in the Gemara, this minhag. But it's counted as a minhag. And nevertheless, you make a bracha. So to over here, you can make a bracha. So he's essentially saying that this is a minhag that was instituted, and the bracha you're allowed to make, like you make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, and the truth is it's taken straight from the Rivosh. The Rivosh says all of that. He mentions this minhag, as we'll discuss it in a moment, the Mekoiris, more carefully, but the Rivosh says this, that the reason you're able to make the bracha on the candles in shul are because this minhag is it's like the minhag of Halal Rosh Chodesh. Now, Al-Asar, there's a kasha that Achreinim asked. The question is asked by the Chacham Tzvi. In Shulchan Aruch, the Agosh Rebbe Kiva Eiger brings this question. I think the pshat is, generally, the Agosh Rebbe Kiva Eiger has a specific style. He specifically asks, when you have a stira in Shulchan Aruch, between two places, the Chacham says one thing in one place, another thing elsewhere, and it seems to be a contradiction. The notes of Rebbe Kiva Eiger were usually pointed out. So over here he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, because if it's his question, if it's a question that he would ask, And somebody asks it before him, so instead of asking himself, he simply quotes the Maromokum that asks it before him. We have a similar thing on the Gilyon HaShas. On the margin of the Shas, you have the notes of Rabbi Vega that he put his questions with a specific style. It's generally when you have a question between two Gemaras. When there seems to be a stira, and usually you'll have Rabbi Vega point out, I have a look at this Masechta, and it seems to be contradictory to the Gemara, the Sugya that we're learning, but Tzarech Iyun, and he often remains with the question. But when somebody has preceded him with a question he would have liked to ask, he simply says, I have a look at this Sefer. He doesn't say anymore. So, you know, usually when Rabbi Vega has a question, people read the question. When he says, have a look at this Sefer, so that's already more difficult. You have to get up, find the Sefer. But if you do find that Sefer, you'll see that the style of the question is always going to be a question that he would have asked. It's just being honest, instead of asking his own question, if it was asked before him, he points it out. And I think this is the same thing. The question is very much Rabbi Vega's sort of question at Shulchan Aruch, but he doesn't ask himself, rather he quotes the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says that the Mechaber seems to be contradicting himself, because when it comes to Halal and Rosh Chodesh, the Mechaber holds that you do not make a bracha. It's a machloikas Rishonim, it's a major machloikas, whether one makes a bracha on a minug. People are perhaps familiar with the Tosfos in Perek Hayakore. In brachas, it's a long Tosfos where it discusses at length whether one can make a bracha on the Halal of Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Natam holds you could make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, if Shittas Rambam, that holds you cannot make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. There's a third Halal Rosh Chodesh. There's a third Shitta. Depends on the minion, without the minion. But either way, although we paskin, there are more paskins to make a bracha when we do Halal Rosh Chodesh, but the Machaber paskins not to make a bracha because you can't make a bracha on a minuk. It's the Rambam, just as we don't make a bracha on a rova, the Gemara says, which is minig neviim. So you can't make a bracha on anything which isn't ikar adin, rather, it's only instituted as a minhag. So halal on Rosh Chodesh falls into that category. And Mechaber paskins, you cannot make a bracha on halal of Rosh Chodesh. And that seems to be in outright contradiction to our halacha, where the Mechaber says that you mavarich, you make a bracha on the nearest nishul. And there's a number of answers given in the Achronim for this particular question. I'll begin with mentioning just one. You have the way the Gro understands this halacha, and I'm going to explain it the way the Shevet Halevi explains it in a tshuva. Because as you know, the Lashon HaGro is very precise and short, but the way he tied it, so I'm going to tie it up in my own words, which are going to be along the lines of the way the Shevet Halevi touches it in a tshuva. The way the Bi'ar Gro understands this halacha, he says it's like the halal you do. This particular thing of lighting the candles in shul is like the halal you do in shul b'leil Pesach. This in Ashkenaz shuls don't do, but the Mechaber Paskins that you read halal from the Yerushalmi, you read halal in shul. We all know that on the night of Pesach we read halal al kois by the Seder, we read halal over a cup of wine. It's part of the Leila Seder. And the Mechaber says we also do halal in shul, and the Chassidish shuls do this, and the Sfaradish shuls do. The Sfaradim would follow this. Ashkenazi shuls follow the Ramah. The Ramah says ein ana noigin kein. We don't have this minug of doing halal in shul. But what's the pshat in the halal in shul? So the Bi'ar Gro understands that it's pesumei nesa. You want to do the halal b'rabim because of mefaras in the nes, and so too over here, you want to be mefaras in the nes. And the way the Shevet Halevi explains the Bi'ar Gro and to answer the question, the Chacham Tzvi, that some mitzvahs have a shir lemato, there's a minimum, and a shir lemailo, there's a maximum. What I mean, a maximum is once you've done the mitzvah, you've done the mitzvah. Yeah, if you've shaken the lulav, so once you've shaken the lulav, you've done the mitzvah. I'm struggling against the clock. There's a well-known shayla, a very gishmaka shayla, they say that the Brisk Rav was asked, if you have two esrogim, just to run through it quickly. You have two esrogim, one which is a kosher esrog. It's certainly a kosher esrog, but it's not mahudar at all. And a second esrog, which is a beautiful esrog, but it might be a murkav, it might be a lemon. So which one should you go for? So everyone would understand that you go for the kosher esrog. Can't go for an esrog, it might be a lemon. But if you want to shake both, which one should you do first? So the intuition would say that you go first with the kosher esrog, and then afterwards, to go on, be on the safe side, shake the esrog, which might be a lemon. But they say that the Brisker also differently. Perhaps it was Chaim Brisker, said differently. He said that you should first shake the esrog, which is a sofik murukah, which might be a lemon, because it's beautiful, and then do the other one. He said, if you do the kosher one first, you've done the mitzvah. Once you've done the mitzvah, you go to the mitzvah, there'll be no meaning and no purpose to shake the other esrog. You're finished, you've done the mitzvah. So you take now an esrog, it might be a beautiful esrog. You might have had an opportunity to do the mitzvah in the most beautiful way, but you've done it. Do it the other way, he says. Do it the other way. First, take the sofik. Maybe I've done the mitzvah in the most beautiful way. Maybe not. Okay, if not, then I'll replay it. Then I'll have to follow on with the second esrog. I'm just bringing this chakira to point out. It's not such a lot of poshut. Huh?
No, one bracha.
Obviously, and that's the issue. Another hesed with a bracha. That's a shir. Maybe if they ask me to speak Arab sukkahs, if after today I get another chance, but the point is, once you've done the mitzvah, the mitzvah's finished. Has a shir l'maila. Ross seems to be saying that when it comes to Hanukkah, it's a little bit different. The mitzvah's pure sumi nisa, and the more one's befaras in the nest, the more one continues to spread the nest. So that is the kiyum mitzvah. It's not some sort of minhag. You have the mitzvah near Hanukkah, and that you're finished, that you're done. Well, once you've lit the candles at home, and then the candles in shul are just a minhag. Rather, that's included in the mitzvah because it doesn't have a shir l'maila. It's not the same way you have mahadrin, mahadrin, mina mahadrin. What's the pshat that over here we have these stages? Because you can be more mafaras in the nest and more mafaras in the nest, and it's all a part of the mitzvah. So that would be one, perhaps the teretz. But I want to suggest a different teretz. But in order to do so, I want to look a little bit at the makoros of this halacha, the makoros of this din of lighting a shul. And Be'ez Hashem, once we've gone through it, I'll be able to suggest my teretz. So if we want to look at Makaris, of course, the place to check, if we've seen Halacha Shulchan Aruch, have a look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, which will at least send us to the Makaris, the sources of this din. So the Beis Yosef, the Torah mentions the menorah in Shul, and he says, what's the reason you light the candles in Shul? The reason is, the guests, as guests in Shul, and they don't have a house to light the candles, make a bracha. So repeating the words of Beis Yosef first. I'll try and explain it in a moment. I'll try and understand it in a moment, perhaps. And they don't have a house, so therefore for them you light the candles in shul. Just as, and this is in the Gemara, that they taken kiddush in shul. Many kiddush still today make kiddush in shul. And the Gemara asks the question: How can you make kiddush in shul? If you have to have kiddush from koyim suda, we will know Prosh Shabbos Oynuk. The kiddush has to be followed by a suda. Following the kiddush has to be Oynuk Shabbos, has to be a suda. And if not, the kiddush is not counted. So how can you make kiddush in shul? It's a brach of a tola. So the Gemara says bnei oyim. It's for the guests. The guests, the ochlu v'shosu v'konu bnei krishta, they eat, drink, and sleep in shul. We once had a shir in Torah way discussing how can guests eat and drink in shul. You're not allowed to eat in a shul. Stasis over here discusses that inyan. How can you eat and drink in a shul? But either way, that's the kiddush in shul for the guests. It says to the Beis Yosef that here too we're lighting the Chanukah candles in shul for the guests. Then he goes on to say another read. It says, v'chein chas v'kolboi. Jesus tells you that the makor for this din, the source is in the Sefer Kolboi. Then he goes and says, "Voi kosotam shamtam acher." The Kolbe writes a second reason: "Shukadei lefar same as anes." The reason like in shul is in order to for pursuing nissa to give more publicity to this miracle of Hanukkah. Resader brachas b'fnei kol ha'am. It's in order to say the brachas in public in front of many people. And he goes on to say, "Vuhu kid vuhu pierce my nest shukidu shmoyis varich." It's a tremendous pirsum, it's a tremendous publicity to the Nes, and it's a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Levorich es Hashem b'makeilois, to bench Hashem in a kehillah. To make a brocha altogether in a kehillah, instead of each person doing it at home, which is very nice, when you do it all together, so that's a tremendous kiddush Hashem. That's a tremendous, it's the word, kiddush shmoyes borich. It's a tremendous kiddush Hashem. And that's the second reason why we do it in shul. But as Hashem, I'd like to discuss each one of these reasons. But he then goes on to bring a shuta rivosh, a tshuva of the rivosh, that says something with a slightly different twist. He also says that we light the candles in shul for pure sumi nissa. But he says, when did this begin, and why did this begin, and how did this begin? It began when we stopped lighting outside. He says, the goyim don't allow us anymore to light our Pesach Bezim b'chutz. So we have to light inside. So it's all very nice. We're kind in the mitzvah of lighting candles. What about the pursuing nissa? What about the mefaras and the ness? So therefore, in order to make up for that element of the mitzvah, they were metakan, they instituted to light candles in shul, and then you have that second element of the mitzvah. Said to minig vasikin, minig of those that are careful about mitzvahs. And that's the third reason of the rivosh. That is essential, the rivosh. So I'd like to discuss one reason at a time. Now, we have a bit of a problem. The clock tells me I have 15 minutes. I have a lot I want to say. I'd like to say it slowly and clearly. And I want to do it in 15 minutes. So I think we're going to need a Hanukkah miracle. Well, it lasted for 8 days. It could be we can, 15 minutes can last a little longer. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Okay. The first reason of the Beis Yosef service is Mepnei Ha'orchim, to the guests, Shein Ba'is Sevorach Shom, they don't have a house. What's the pshat in this reason? The guests don't have a house, and therefore they're able to make a bracha in shul. Doesn't the Hanukkah candles need a certain place, or certain, aren't the rules of how you can light Hanukkah candles? And the Chorinim struggle with this shtickle Beis Yosef, this piece of Beis Yosef, and they ask this question. They ask this question, which is, the Gemara says that if you're an achsanoi, if you're a guest somewhere, you have to be mishtatif pruta. You have to take part in the lighting of the candles. You have to give a little bit, you have to give a coin, similar to the halachas of lighting Shabbos candles. In this case, if one has to take part and give a little bit of money, a pruta, in order to take part in the lighting. So here too, the Gemara says that a guest would have to take, be mishtatif pruta. So how would one be yoksa with these candles in shul? And there's a number of mahalchim, a number of ways to explain this piece in Beis Yosef and Achrayim. When I see this Beis Yosef, in order to understand it, I think the best way would be to look at the Mokker, to look at the source. To look at the source of the Beis Yosef, and he says it's a kolboy. So let's have a look at the kolboy. Now, in the neutral Gemara, Baruch Hashem, the new Torah, the Beis Yosef, they give us a Makoris. They give us the source for each thing, exactly where it is. So it says over there that it's Simon Mem Dalet. So we open up the Simon Mem Dalet in the kolboy, and over there, it speaks about the light in the Chanukah candles and shul. And it says that Tiknu Kein Mipnei Ha'enum Pekiyim Ve'enum Zrizim V'zoysa Mitzvah. Now the reason they're attacking this is for the people that are not boki, they don't know exactly how to do the mitzvah, they're not zoris, or they're not, or maybe they do know how, but they're not into it. They're not the way they're supposed to be. So they don't, so therefore, for them they're attacking the mitzvah. And then he goes on to say, and also, Pishum Pesumei Nisa, and Kiddush Moyes Borech, Vazechel HaMikdosh. Also it's Pishum Menes, Kiddush Hashem, and it's Vazechel HaMikdosh, it's a memory for the Mikdosh. Okay, so he says two reasons, one along the lines of Pishumei Nisa, he adds some interesting points, Vazechel HaMikdosh. And the other reason is that the Beis Yosef, but he doesn't quite say the Orchim Shein Lem Bayis. So it's very difficult to understand how the Beis Yosef took this din from the Kolboy. And let me point out, this isn't my question. There's a number of the Achorinim asked this question. The Shlomo Vilna, the Binyan Shlomo, asked this question. The Chassanot is bothered by this, and it's not quite there in the Kolboy. But Baruch Hashem, we live in the day of computers, and we're able to do things that once upon a time they couldn't do. There is another Kolboy, which is not discussing the Halachos of Chanukah. It's discussing the Halachos of Kiddush Beis Knesses. It's Simon Nun, and over there the Kolboy says exactly what the Beis Yosef says, with just the one shinu, one word different, and that will help us understand the correct chart in the Beis Yosef. The Kolboy is discussing the Kiddush and Shul, and he says that even though today there are no Orchim, there are no Orchim in Shul, there are no guests that sleep in the Shul, so how can you make Kiddush and Shul? He says, the Kono lo yozum im koimo, that the Kono remains, the Yosef appears from God, L'Hashem Yisborech, Kiddush Moy, Kiddush Baruch Moy, Yosef Makelis, it's a tremendous Pirsum Anes, a tremendous Pirsum of the Avishta, it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, when you Mavarach, when you bench the Avishta with the Kehillah, all together, a lot of people together. Pain was a Brochel of Atollah, it's not a Shaila, a Brochel of Atollah, because there's also Einem Bekiyim in the Shul, and you be Moist Einem Bekiyim. And then he goes and says, "Ukomoyishem adlikin eres Chanukah beis Knesses." Just as you light the Chanukah candles in the shul, mipnei haroyin she'ein lehem bayis levorech, for the people that see it, that don't have a house to make the bracha. So again, the Elohim Beis Yosef are urchim, the guests that don't have a house to make a bracha, and it's clearly this is the Kolboy referring to. Beis Yosef writes that he's taken his name from the Kolboy. The words are almost the same. The Beis Yosef says, "Mipnei haroyin she'ein lehem bayis," for the guests that don't have a house. The Kolboy is Elohim mipnei haroyin she'ein lehem bayis levorech. Because of the people that see it, they don't have a house to make a bracha. So this is the Shtickle Beis Yosef. And since I know which kolboy it is, I have the luxury to decide which pshat, in which it happens to be one of the perushim, which is mentioned in the Achronim, in the Beis Yosef, is l'choyru, the one which is more correct. And that is that the bracha is mipnei haroyim. And let me explain. That the bracha is there for the orchim, but mipnei haroyim, for those that see the candles. And let me explain what the pshat, I believe, is. The Gemara says, imagine people most are familiar with the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, that Yom Rishon, the first day of Chanukah, Hamadlik Mavarech Sholosh, the one who sees the Chanukah candles, makes three brachas. Aroyim Mavarech Shtayim, and if you light the Chanukah candles, you make three brachas. If you see the Chanukah candles, you make two brachas. You obviously take off the lahadlik. Just seeing the broch, seeing the candles, you make a shas and it's, you make a shechiyonu, but you don't make a lahadlik. You didn't light the candles. You can't make a shechiyonu between the tzvon and lahadlik. The second day, if you light them, you make two brochas, we all know we drop the shechiyonu, and the one who sees the candles makes one broch and shas and nisim. That's the Gemara.
Why do we say Shechiyonu on the second day of Chanukah?
Huh?
Why do we say Shechiyonu Sekdoim on the second day of Chanukah?
Share for another time. In other words, I don't know. Okay, yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. The question is, I mean, I've never done this. I've seen many Chanukah candles, and I've never ever seen a Chanukah candle made a bracha, a Shas Nisim, when I saw them, despite the fact that this is halacha brought to Gemara, etc. And the reason is, the Rishonim discuss when would the Roya have to make a bracha on the Chanukah candle? There's one mahalach in the Rishonim, it's discussed in Beis Yosef and Sim Tov Rishai Chov. There's one mahalach in the Rishonim that it's only somebody who hasn't lit in the Chanukah candles. If you lit the Chanukah candles, you already made a Shas Nisim on your candles. And you are not going to light the Chanukah candles. You're not going to light the Chanukah candles. Because if you're going to, again, you'll make the Shas Nisim when you're lighting your candles. You already do all three brachas together. And also, they haven't lit them for you at home. Now, you can have a situation where somebody didn't light, he's not going to light. But they've lit them for him at home. So he's doing it to the mitzvah. So then, as well, some Rishonim hold, you do not make a bracha on the Chanukah candles. One way of understanding the Rashi and the Gemara is like that. Rashi brings from Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, and the name of Rabbi Yaakov, that one example, and there's different Gesoyis in the Rashi, and one example is Kmoi Besvina. You're on a ship, so there's no, you don't have any opportunity to light Shabbos candles, there is no Chanukah candles being lit for you, so then you make a bracha when you see the Chanukah candles. There is another Mahalach in the Rishonim. And that is in the Mordechai, some learn it in the Rashi, but the Mordechai learns like this, that even if they did light for you at home, if you haven't seen those Chanukah candles, you make a bracha when you see the Chanukah candles. And the Mordechai goes even further. And the Mordechai says, or holds, doesn't say it so clearly, but this is the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Mordechai, that if you're away, you're on a business trip, and at home they're lighting Chanukah candles, and they're lighting for you, and you go to the mitzvah. Says the and you're yotzei mitzvah with them. There is a way to do it that I'm not going to be yotzei mitzvah with them. I'll be the mahadrin. I like myself. I'll have in mind not to be the yotzei mitzvah with them. That's another way of doing things. But the Mordechai says even if you are yotzei mitzvah with them, you plan to. You after that can go and light up a menorah and make a bracha lehadlik ner shel Hanukkah in order to be a royer, in order to see Hanukkah candles. In order to see the Chanukah candles. In other words, besides, there's two elements of the mitzvah of Chanukah candles. One is Neir Shabbesoi, that there has to be a Chanukah, a menorah lit for every house, to be yotze the members, to be yotze the members of the household. That's one element of the mitzvah, but there's another element of the mitzvah, the Pirus Menes, to be royeh, to see the nearest Chanukah. And the Mordechai holds, you can light Chanukah candles, although there's no one being yotze the mitzvah on these candles. The only purpose of these candles is that you yourself should be a royeh. And when you do that, that's one stage, but the chiddush is when you do that, you can make a bracha, the Hadith Ner Shel Chanukah. Why? That bracha you don't make if you're a royer, that's true. But there's a mitzvah to be a royer, and I'm facilitating that mitzvah. I'm making, I'm lighting Chanukah candles in order to be able to see the royer. I'm doing a part of the mitzvah. I'm able to make this bracha, the Hadith Ner Shel Chanukah. That's the Mordechai, and this Mordechai is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Tzim Tov Rish Ayin Zayin, B'Shem Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim, that even if they've lit in candles for you, you can light again in order to make a bracha, on the Re'iyah, on the seeing of Chanukah candles. And the Ramos is Chenoig. So one way to explain the Kolboy is simple, which would make sense because the Kolboy is the same Cheder as the Mordechai, the same group of Rishonim. Some say that the Kolboy is the same also as the Aruch Chaim, who the Aruch Chaim himself. Either way, the Kolboy is the most of the dinim are taken from the Aruch Chaim. Some say it's I believe the Chidor says that it's the same author as the Aruch Chaim. And the Aruch Chaim himself clearly brings also the Mordechai. So both of the Mordechai and it is in the Kolboy. So one way to understand would be that the Kolboy's reason of Mpnei Aroyin is for these, is like the Mordechai. It's in order to see the candles. In shul, the people don't have a house. They don't have a house, they're not able to be yotzer, they're not being yotzer. The mitzvah of Neir Yesh HaBesoi, they're not being yotzer, the part of the mitzvah that each family, each household has to light a Chanukah candles. However, there's people that at least they can do the second half of the mitzvah of Re'iyos, of seeing the Chanukah candles, and And for that, somebody in shul is able to make a bracha lehadlik because he's doing a mitzvah, he's facilitating that seeing of the Chanukah candles. That is one way to understand the kolboy, and then this halacha of lighting candles in shul. However, it's not so poshut, because the mechaber, as I say, brings this halacha to say that it's basically isn't so poshut, because there seems to be a little bit of a stira in the mechaber. Let me explain. There's elsewhere, in Tovrish I'm involved, there's a din in the mechaber that says that if they haven't lit the candles for you at home, then a roya, then seeing the candles, makes a bracha. Yeah. Then when you see the candles, makes a bracha. And the implication is that if they have lit the candles for you at home, you cannot have a bracha specifically for the re'iyah. Right? So therefore, the B.R. Groh points out this theorem. He just says the mechaber recites himself. The Mogen Avraham points out this kasha, the Taz points out this kasha, and they all say, and the minute that's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, for example, they all say that mitzat sofik brachas lahakel, of other reasons, you should not make a bracha when they've lit the candles for you at home. True, according to the Mordechai, you can make a bracha, the candles will be lit for you, you've done your mitzvah. Nevertheless, according to the Mordechai, says, and the Mechaber brings it, you could make a bracha in order to have the candles lit for you. However, the Mechaber also seems to be soicer himself. And therefore, the Maisi, you shouldn't make a bracha when the candles are lit for you. So to learn, okay, so perhaps we can suggest how to answer that Mechaber. The problem is, it seems Hashem is not making the Chanukah miracle for us, and the clock is just ticking away. So I'm going to move on. That's all. So we have the stira mechaber, but that stira is all when they lit for you at home. When they lit for you at home, so then there's a svar to you to the mitzvah. You can't light specifically in order to be a roya, in order to see the candles. However, if you were not yoyt to the mitzvah, then over here I don't see a stira. Nobody lit for you at home. So then every kulei amamoyga that if you're right, if you see the candles, you make a bracha. Over there, we don't find anybody who argues with the Mordechai on this point, that you're allowed to light the candles in order to be able to make that bracha. Is it clear? I have here a contradiction in the Mechaber, whether you've been yoyt to the mitzvah, because my wife lit the candles at home, and I'm away between goyim, whether I can, Mordechai brings that the Rish says when people go to the Yerid, to the market, in Gurayish, if I remember the name right, then certain city. So then over there they had this issue, they were amongst Goyim. And again, so the Mordechai says in that case, even when they've lit it for you at home, you can still light the candles. Make it a havoc in Eretz Yisrael, although I don't know where to light it. I don't have my house over there. I can't be yoyt in the midst of Eretz Yisrael, so I'm fulfilling that at home. Nevertheless, the Mordechai says I can light specifically in order to make be a roya. However, although the Mechaber may argue the Mordechai, that's all when they've lit for you at home. But if nobody's lit for you at home, then kulei amamoyd, everyone agrees there's a mitzvah of re'iyah. And if there's a mitzvah of re'iyah b'pashtus, then you're able to light the candles in order to do that mitzvah, and you can make a bracha l'hadlik neir in order to be able to the mitzvah of re'iyah.
When can you be a roya and not be able to be madlik then yourself?
If you're on a boat, if you're on a plane.
Well, then how can you be a roya?
That's what comes out from this Mordechai, that you can light candles in order to be a roya. Although you're not going to the mitzvah of lighting at home, which is one part of the mitzvah, you have to light Neirish or Besoy for your family. Over here, you can light specifically in order to be a roya.
But how can you ever just be a roya?
It just be a roya if you don't light them, you see somebody else's candles. That's the case in the Gemara. That's right, it's one half of the mitzvah. Where the Bach explains, there's two elements of the mitzvah. There's one element of Neirish HaBeisoi, and there's another element of Riyah. Now, a proper mitzvah Chanukah is to fulfill both of them together. But when you don't have the first one, could we do just the second one? Could you light just in order to have the Roya? So the implication from these dinim are yes. So B'meila, I think the Pshat and the Kolboy, and again, this Pshat is very similar to the way Minchas Salazar explains the Kolboy in one Mahaluch. Again, he says he doesn't know where the Kolboy is, so he has to do a little bit of guesswork, what the Pshat is in the basic Yosef. We can do a little bit less guesswork, because we know the exact words of the Kolboy. So, and it's also the story of Shuvah learns Pshat like this, that the Pshat is, what he says, is that the Chanukahs in Shul is as people that don't make the brachas at home. They don't do the mitzvah right, as somebody pointed out. And therefore, they at least should be able to see the Chanukah candles. They should be, and for that you're allowed to make the bracha. That's one pshat in Kolboy. Now, that's one half of a shir. I want to go through the other two reasons and to wrap it up and to tie up and to work out how that would apply to different cases. I'm afraid we're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to tell him to give me another share. Oh, have a good day.